This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. Today we're welcoming the internationally recognized Miro String Quartet here in Nashville as part of a residency at Austin Peay. Miro, welcome to Live in Studio C. Janice Cruz is here from Austin Peay, and Janice, tell us about this residency.
Sure. Well, we're very lucky at Austin Peay State University to have not only the Center of Excellence for the Creative Arts, of which I'm the director, but also to have the ACUF Chair of Excellence. That's an endowed chair that was established in the mid-1980s by the Roy ACUF Foundation. You may not be familiar with Roy ACUF, but he was a legendary country music star in Nashville and also spent a lot of time in Clarksville and established an endowment through his foundation to bring renowned artists from all over the world to Clarksville, specifically to Austin Peay, and to engage the Clarksville community and all of Middle Tennessee. So these guest artists are typically in residency for a week or more, and they work with Austin Peay students and community members and also perform for the public. The ACUF chair is on a rotating cycle. It rotates through the four areas of the arts at Austin Peay: music, creative writing, theater and dance, and art and design. This year it went to the music department, and so we're delighted to have the Miro Quartet here this week in residency. And they'll be working with Austin Peay students and also serving as clinicians at the High School Honor Orchestra Festival. And on Friday night, they're playing a concert open to the public at Mabry Concert Hall at 7:30 p.m. And that is hosted by the Clarksville Community Concert Association. You can find more about that at clarksvillemusic.org.
And they're going to kick us off with some Beethoven, right? This is from Opus 132, the String Quartet number 15. This is Movement 1 by Ludwig van Beethoven.
Thank you. Thank you.
Assai Sostenuto Allegro, the first movement of Beethoven's String Quartet No. 15, performed here on 91 Classical by the Miro Quartet. And joining me at the microphone is violist John Largess. Hi, John.
Hi. Thanks for having us here today.
The composer Kevin Putz has quite a place in the quartet's repertoire, including some premieres. How important do you think it is for chamber music ensembles to build relationships with composers?
Oh, I think it's a very important thing that we do. Alongside, of course, keeping alive the great music of Beethoven and other composers that have been around for 100, 200, 300 years that many of us know, these were all also live young composers at one time, and they all had performers who were their friends, with whom they had great relationships, and who helped premiere their own music. Beethoven particularly had a great quartet that was very influential, and maybe his pieces wouldn't have come out quite the way that they did, or maybe not out at all, without those partnerships with living string players, living musicians. And for us also, contemporary music gets us out of our box. It's something new. It's something different. Every piece is a surprise, and we love having that as part of what we do on concert stages.
Tell us about this piece in particular.
So this piece is entitled Credo. It was commissioned by us back in 2005. It was premiered in 2007. And it was part of a series of programs, a group of pieces, American contemporary pieces, in a program we called Faces of America. And the idea is we were pursuing different aspects of the American experience in music. And we approached Kevin, who was a friend of ours, a fellow professor at University of Texas, to write us what we hoped would be more of a positive piece. At the time, when he looked externally around him, there was a lot of things about America and the American experience, which he found challenging, which were not quite so positive. We were in two wars at the time. There had recently been the shootings at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg. And looking outside of himself, he found a lot of things that were dark and stressful. So what he did for us was turn to his own life, look inward, found different vignettes, different moments that inspired him in his day-to-day, simple day-to-day events. And he created from a series of those five vignettes this string quartet called Credo, which means I believe in Latin. And it kind of symbolizes his belief in the fundamental good of humanity. We're going to play two movements of this piece for you. They go together without pause. And maybe I could just tell you a little bit about the pictures they represent.
Great.
In his life. The first is called The Violin Guru of Cortona, and it represents actually Kevin going to a violin maker's shop with his wife, who's a violinist in the New York Philharmonic, and being surprised to sort of see this centuries-old craftsmanship still in existence, a violin maker using tools and materials from hundreds of years ago to maintain these beautiful instruments that we play. And you'll even hear in a portion of that section his illustration and music of his wife playing a few excerpts of Bach and violin solo repertoire as the luthier, as we call them, the technician, is working on tuning up her violin just right, so the sound is just perfect. This fades into a section called Infrastructure. When Kevin was visiting Pittsburgh, a big industrial city, he went on a jog and he was impressed by the infrastructure of the city, bridges, trains, highways, connecting us all over the country. And he created a little musical vignette of that kind of idea of the great infrastructure that we've created for ourselves that makes so many things possible for us today.
Okay. Movements 1 and 8 from Credo by American composer Kevin Putz.
Thank you.
Movements from Credo by Kevin Putz, performed by the Mito String Quartet, an Austin, Texas-based group who were welcoming live in Studio C. Like Nashville, Austin's a known music town. What made y'all choose to live in the South?
Well, actually, now we've lived in Austin for 15 years, and originally we were looking for a position at a university where we could be in residence, someplace to make our home, and we didn't automatically think of Texas or of Austin back at that time. We were just looking around all over the country. When we discovered the possibility of creating a chamber music residency for a string quartet at the University of Texas, what we discovered was there was a community that loved music, that loved live performance, that actually would get out of the house on a Tuesday night to go see something. It might not have been classical music, but any kind of music, any kind of performing arts, was already well embraced in the community, a big part of that community life. As we've been in Austin, we've been able to connect with those people. Some of them come to our concerts that we do at the university religiously, every show, and maybe don't go to other classical music. But they're interested in being involved in that art scene, that kind of feeling of live performance, like I mentioned, that Austin is so well known for. We found it very rewarding and a lot of fun to live there, and a lot of fun to perform there. And a lot of fun to get to know the audiences and people that are in that city.
Great. A short piece to end this performance. This is Movement 2 from Friedrich Schumann's String Quartet, number 1. Thank you. Quartet performing the second movement from Schumann's first string quartet here on 91 Classical. Mido Quartet, including violinists Daniel Ching and William Fekenoyer, violist John Largis, cellist Joshua Gindel, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Next week on the show, we'll welcome a variety of mixed chamber music ensembles from the Stones River Chamber Players. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. We appreciate you for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.